This is your wake-up call.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the...
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday.
TGIF.
Yes, we made it.
I mean, it's not like, I guess you always need a weekend, but we did have a whole week off last week.
The weekend is good, though.
The weekend is definitely good. I'm working this weekend, though.
Oh.
Me too, Boston, and I'm right? In Miami right now.
Yee's in Miami right now. I'll be in Boston tomorrow at the Wilbur Theater doing my podcast, The Brilliant Idiots Live. Salute to Jammin' 94.5. Drop one of Clues Bombs for them.
Mm-hmm.
For holding that whole situation
And I'll be in Detroit also doing Coats for Kids, actually, tomorrow. So I'll be on from 3 to 6 on JLB in Detroit.
All right, I'm going to be out in Winnipeg, Canada.
That's okay.
The West Coast.
See, so what does the weekend mean? We work all weekend.
Yeah, this weekend means nothing. It's all about work. I got my Christmas tree yesterday, too, by the way.
Oh, you get a real Christmas tree?
Yeah, and I'm a little...
Is it purple? I saw people get all these purple Christmas trees. I love it. It looks so beautiful.
You sure that wasn't Kush? What do you mean?
I never seen a purple Christmas tree.
No. You haven't seen it? It looks so nice. I love it. I just saw that.
I want a purple Christmas tree. I'm the type that I like real Christmas
trees. I'm going to send you a picture so you can see what it just looks really pretty.
I like
Shout out to everybody at We Dat Chicken and Shrimp in New Orleans. I saw they got a purple tree yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Is it a real purple tree or is it like some artificial stuff?
It got to be artificial.
And I think it's real. It looks good.
And they just sprayed
it? The first time I saw it, Nicole Bitchy had posted a picture of one on her Instagram.
Mm.
And then I just saw it at We Dat. They just got one, too.
I like pine, bro. I like real live pine. Mm-mm. I like it green. Okay, I like it. The leaves, the not the leaves, what they call them?
The pines.
The pines to fall off or whatever.
No.
Branches.
I like a nice fake tree.
I like it just shed, basically. You know how your hair does sometimes when you got cheap weed?
You clean it up constantly. You got to make sure it's watered. A lot of them fake, them real trees burn down.
Nah, it's okay.
Nah, I keep
my
fake
dad
tree.
Is so cheap. He used to get a real tree, and then, you know, if you return it, you get your money back.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was, where did they used to give you your money back? It might have been at, like, Home Depot. Somewhere, you go get a tree. Yes, and if you return it,
they recycle
you get your money
get your
back.
Money
so,
back?
You know, my dad will bring that tree right back.
Nah, I do the fake tree. It's pre-lit already. All I got to do is plug it in and go.
This guy here. This guy spend money on everything else. Just
pre-lit.
A damn Christmas tree.
That tree is expensive. That tree is about 15
I'm not going to lie. Envy is super bougie. He said to me when he got his tree, he said, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. The woman who usually decorates our tree... What did you say? She moved?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you rich.
He hired somebody to decorate.
Ooh,
I said, well, why don't you guys?
You rich.
Look, I've been decorating the tree for a long time.
You got five
you
kids
got
now.
Money.
Exactly.
I mean, you got five little indentured servants that can decorate that tree for you. What are you talking
that
about?
Tree is,
five
like,
workers.
It's 15 feet tall. It's too tall. Nobody's getting on no ladder. I ain't got time for all that.
What's the point of having all them kids if you can't get some cheap labor out of them, man? Put the star on the top of the tree, little
they
boy.
They do the other things. My oldest daughter, she babysits. The youngest, my oldest son, he shovels the snow. He takes the trash
and
out.
And add more duties to him. You know how much money you spending on them little kids?
Yeah, plus, it's supposed to be enjoyable, like a family time together.
Now we do other things. We go to iFly and do indoor skydiving for family time. We do the jump around and do all that other stuff.
You better
for
get as
time.
Much work as you can out of them. Treat them like some elitist people treat illegal immigrants in this country.
You know
okay?
They are kids.
I don't care. Sweatshop, baby.
Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what we talking about, Yee?
Man, this is a very unfortunate story in New Orleans. An ex-NFL running back, Joe McKnight, was murdered in a road rage incident.
Okay,
we'll tell
it's
you
Friday.
What happened.
Do we have to? It's Friday. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's start off in sports. In a double thriller, the Rockets beat the Warriors 132-127. Now... And some sad news. Let's talk about NFL running back that was shot.
Yes, not just shot, but shot and killed. He used to play for the New York Jets, and he was shot to death. They were saying it looked like a road rage incident that happened in New Orleans. Now, what they're saying is that Ronald Gasser is in custody. He's 54 years old. He never left the scene of the incident. They said there was a call that they received about a shooting that occurred. Officers arrived on the scene. They started giving CPR to Joe McKnight, and unfortunately, he was dead at the scene.
Damn.
So what, according to one witness, she said it looked like there was some type of driving incident that happened with the two vehicles, and Joe McKnight was trying to apologize, and somehow the other man, Gasser, pulled out a gun and shot and killed him.
Then they said stood over him and shot him again? Is that true?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, they said they did say that.
That's so sad.
Is that crazy? Like, I don't understand how road rage could force you to do something.
That's
like
why
that.
I tell people
that angry?
When I'm riding with them, and you know, people be, you know, cutting you off, or they may cut other people off, and they're like blowing their horn and throwing their middle fingers up and hanging out the window and cursing. Don't do that with me in the car, bro. It's pointless. You're in a car. Like, what you, like, okay, things happen on the road.
Keep I used to do that a lot, though. I used to throw pennies. I used to throw soda cans, water bottles.
Pennies,
I
stopped, come
though.
On now.
That's ridiculous.
I stopped, though.
That is ridiculous, man.
But Joe McKnight was only 28 years old, so our condolences do go out to his family and friends.
God bless that brother, man. That's a horrible story.
Now, let's talk about this bullied teen that committed suicide.
Jesus Christ, it's Friday, guys.
Sorry.
What the
this
hell?
Really broke my heart. She was only 18 years old, and she committed suicide in front of her family at their house in Texas. They said she was being bullied relentlessly on social media. So Brandi Vella sent an email to her family to let them know she planned to kill herself. They went to her house. They found her alive with a gun at her chest. They could not convince her to put that gun down, and she did fatally shoot herself.
Listen, man, for all you kids out there, even some of you adults, whenever you're getting bullied on social media, don't think about killing yourself. Think about killing your accounts. Just delete your accounts.
Get off social media.
Well, if people were said no, what happened was people were setting up fake accounts, pretending to be her and saying that she was soliciting sex. So people were calling her. She kept having to change her phone number. She filed a report with the police about the accounts, but she somehow was still getting bullied. The police couldn't do anything about it because the suspects had an app that wasn't traceable, and they couldn't do anything until something happened, like they got into a physical altercation.
Hey, God bless her. Wow. But sometimes you just got to realize, like, that ain't your problem. Like, you're not doing that. Like, somebody's doing that to you. Like, you're not doing anything to yourself to cause that. Like, you just got to let people be miserable on their own sometimes.
I'm sure it's difficult for them.
Oh, my God.
Goodness gracious.
And then when it's social media, it's really just a bunch of ghosts. It's a bunch of spirits. Why are you so concerned about people that you don't even know opinion?
I mean, that's easy to be
said. Well,
that's
they were just making
say.
These fake profiles, and they were calling her, and she kept having to change her phone number. She was being harassed. It wasn't just, I go on social media and see this. It was in her real life.
Wow.
Listen, man.
I'm sorry for her, man. I'm sorry for her family.
I feel sorry for her, too. But do not care about what these people on social media who have no idea who you are.
Right.
They don't know what you do every day. They don't know what you're really about. Who cares what they think?
Wow.
Who gives a damn? They don't know you to make a proper opinion about you.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night or a bad morning, whatever it may be.
Maybe somebody's sending out fake stories about you to blogs.
Maybe. Whatever it may be.
And by the way, we're going to get into this. We're going to get into some of this new J. Cole.
Yeah, J. Cole got
J. Cole dropped a nice little documentary last night with a couple records on there.
We'll get into some of it. We got to clean some of that up. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls. We need drunk girls. We need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to call away. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
It's DJ calling from Norfolk, Virginia.
All right, 757. Tell them why you mad, bro.
Man, honestly, I'm mad because the Democrats lost to Trump, and why didn't we just run another black man?
Bro, let's not talk about things that are in the past, okay? We got to keep it moving forward. It's done. What's done is done, sir.
Well, I found another black man running 2020.
Man, once that sperm comes out, you can't put it back in, okay?
What? Hello, who's this?
Hello. Yo, it's Blake from Miami.
Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad because the freaking sorry-ass Cowboys beat my Vikings last
night. Oh, did you mention the Cowboys? I was just in here thinking about all the hate that's in the room. Nobody wants to mention the score from last night, DJ Envy, even though the Dallas Cowboys beat the Minnesota Vikings 17-15. Terrible game that we played and still won.
Exactly. We got in y'all ass. Y'all, y'all, y'all haven't played a good defense all season.
That's not true. That's not true. But guess what? We still won the game. Why so if that's up? The worst the Cowboys play and we still get a win out, we going to be all right. Okay? See y'all in February.
I didn't even see a game in Houston. I didn't even know a game was played last night.
At the Super Bowl. Okay?
I didn't even know a game
Talk
was played last night.
Talk to me. Damn it. Drop one of Clues Bombs for my Dallas Cowboys. All this hate in this room. Now all of a sudden you don't want to do Thursday night football. Any other Friday. It's Thursday night football. This morning you don't want to do it. Okay.
Hello, who's this?
This is Anna.
Anna, tell them why you're mad.
I am mad because I am all the way in Las Vegas, and I have to be up at 3 in the morning if I want to catch the full show of The Breakfast Club.
I mean, you can always listen later on the iHeartRadio app. They got The Breakfast Club podcast. We got The Breakfast Club YouTube channel. We appreciate
Well, the early bird gets
though.
The worm, though. Yeah, listening live is
you great. Guys, yeah, and you're so right about that because when I listen to you guys on podcast, I end up getting mad because I be, like, agreeing with y'all, but I'm so far behind that I can't even call and, like, chime in if I want to on a conversation because I'm so far behind. But I just want to say we love you guys here in Las Vegas and that we're happy that you guys are here.
Thank you. We love
Salute
you back,
everybody
Mama.
That listens to us on Real 103.9 in Vegas.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jay from Brooklyn.
Hey, tell him why you're mad.
I'm mad because my girl rocking back and forth, man. She don't want to go to sleep, man.
Your daughter or your girlfriend?
My girlfriend.
Is she on some drugs, some crack?
You know what to do.
That's a fact.
Put it deep in her guts.
I'm trying to, man. She don't want to lay the f*** down right now.
Hey. Jesus Christ.
Wow, why are you talking about
exactly.
her like that?
Ask for her consent.
That sounded crazy.
We just came back with a body, man. She just can't sleep, man. It's crazy.
She on them pills, but still, you know, before you do anything.
She's stupid if she's on the pill.
She is on the pill.
Hello.
Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now.
If you pissed off that the Dallas Cowboys are 11-1 and you're trying to act like Thursday night football didn't happen last night, even though every other Friday you announcing Thursday night football scores, call up and tell us why you mad.
It was a game yesterday?
Yeah, okay.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Now, Angela Yee is out in Miami. She's broadcasting from Miami. She's out there for Art Basel.
Yes.
Now, tell them what Art Basel is.
Oh, man, this is my first time at Art Basel, but I actually went to Wynwood. I've never been there before to see all the artists at work and see what this whole entire art show is all about. So I was out here with Hennessy. They had a whole presentation yesterday as well.
Oh, did you buy any art?
No, a lot of that stuff I can't afford. I saw Diddy was out here buying some Biggie artwork.
So you ain't gonna buy no art? That's where you can go get a good investment. You buy some nice art, inexpensive, and then just hold it for years, and then it's worth something.
I feel like, it did make me feel like while I was out here, I need to learn a lot more about this whole world of art and what I should be investing in, and just what I like.
Right.
Well, speaking
you know, but I was walking around. I had to work all day for the past 2 days since I've been here, so I haven't really had a chance to buy anything, but I did meet some artists while they were working. It was pretty exciting.
Okay.
Well, speaking of other forms of art, a lot of music dropped last night.
Mm-hmm.
Childish Gambino dropped a project.
Okay.
J. Cole dropped a project. Everybody's talking about both those projects. J. Cole dropped a record on a documentary called False Prophets.
Right.
And everybody,
yeah, he actually has a full album coming out right on December 9th.
December 9th. Everybody's speculating about who he's talking about on False Prophets.
Do we have it up yet? Do we have it clean yet?
We got our producers working on it. And you know what else was in my inbox last night? I'm sitting at the crib. And all of a sudden, I start getting some emails, and the subject said Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf. How you pronounce Shia's last name?
Shia LaBeouf.
He's an actor, right?
He's an actor. You know what I'm saying? Recently, he jumped on Sway's show. Salute to Sway. Drop on the Clues Bomb for Sway.
Mm-hmm.
And he dropped the ill freestyle on Sway's show.
Yeah, he can rap.
And for whatever reason, he sent me a freestyle.
Did he? How did he get you?
I have no idea. I met Shia one time in my life, and I was walking outside of this building, and he must have been jogging in Tribeca, and he ran up on me and said he loves listening to the show, and we didn't exchange information. So I don't know how he got my email, and he got my phone number, and he sent me this freestyle. And on this freestyle, he's dissing Lil Yachty.
Really?
And Soulja Boy.
What?
Really?
And Lil Romeo.
Really?
And Drake.
Really?
And some other people I have no idea.
He just Drake, too?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
So we're going to get all them bars on for you later. From J. Cole to Shia LaBeouf, we're going to cover the gamut this morning, okay?
Okay. All right. All right. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way.
Well, we are going to talk about J. Cole's new documentary. Also, we'll talk about his new album that he has coming out. And, of course, his new music that's out now.
Okay, we'll get into all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, we're all excited about J. Cole putting out some new music as well as a documentary.
J. Cole messing up my MTV2's Hottest MCs list for the year, by the way. Dropping all late.
Yeah, because he's definitely
spitting
that in.
Well, For Your Eyes Only, that documentary is available now. And it's on Tidal, but even if you don't have Tidal, you can see it. So you can just Google For Your Eyes Only. It's posted everywhere, but it's on Tidal as well. All right, now the album, however, is coming out on the 9th, December 9th. That's going to be his fourth studio album, For Your Eyes Only. And that's about 2 years. That's exactly 2 years to date from his previous 2014 Forest Hills Drive album, just so you know. Now, what he has done is put out this song called False Prophets. And everybody is speculating, who is he talking about on this song? But first, let's talk about what J. Cole had to say about just being detached from everything.
The reason why it's hard to finish right now is because I've gotten away from that feeling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's coming, it's gone. Why? Because I'm not putting myself in those positions that keep me feeling like that. I'm living a life that's very detached.
Yeah.
I'm not on social media. I'm not in the news. I don't click the headlines. So if I'm not allowing myself to go...
To feel
what mm-hmm. people are feeling, then of course I'm going to lose sight of that original inspiration. Sure. Yeah, that's the only thing left to do is put myself back in there.
It'll automatically happen.
It'll automatically come. All of that shit will fall into place.
Yeah, isolation is dangerous. Artists reflect what's going on in the world. If you're not in the world, what you rapping about? If you don't know what's going on.
All right, now on this song, False Prophets, it seems pretty clear who he's talking about, but I'm going to play some of it and you guys can discuss.
Life is a balance. You lose your grip, you can slip into an abyss. No doubt, you see these tripping. Ego in charge of every move, he's a star. And we can't look away due to the days that he caught our hearts. He's falling apart, but we deny it. Justifying a half-ass he drop, we always buy it. When he tell us he a genius, but it's clearer lately. It's been hard for him to look into the mirror lately. There was a time when this was my hero, maybe. That's the reason why his fall from grace is hard to take.
I can't believe you all letting J. Cole say that about Kanye, knowing Kanye is mentally ill.
Well, that's basically what he said. He said he's falling apart, but we deny it.
J. Cole should not be making light of mental illness. You can't just blame mental illness on ego.
He's not talking about no mental illness,
oh,
man.
Now all of a sudden Kanye is mentally ill?
I didn't say... We don't know what's going on with Kanye.
He doesn't seem like he's making light of it.
He's not making fun of it.
But he's also saying that everybody around him is fake. Everybody and nobody is telling... him, you know, to contest him. He grows out of control. Here's some more.
Wonder what happened. Maybe it's my fault for idolizing based off the words they be rapping. When come to find out, these don't even write their shit. Here's some new style bubbling up, then they bite this shit. Damn.
I love the record. Because I tell y'all all the time, stop believing in rappers more than you believe in yourself. When Cole says, maybe it's my fault for idolizing N-words off the words that they rap, that's real. You can be inspired, but never believe in a rapper more than you believe in yourself. And everybody's like, oh, that he talking about Drake. Kanye don't write either.
Okay. Well, Kanye a lot of artists don't.
That whole verse is about Ye.
It sounds like it's about Ye.
Absolutely. Nobody, you know, it hurts my heart. Nobody what? Really talking about the second verse. And that is the.
Well, it
the
just came out 6 hours ago.
It's got like 800,000 tweets. Stop it. Okay? But it's all about this Kanye Cole. Nobody's talking about the second verse, which proves the person he's talking about in the second verse's point. Nobody cares about him. They don't give him no credit.
They do care about him.
Well, do we have a piece of that also?
Yeah, we do.
I got a homie, he a rapper, and he wanna win bad. He want the fame, the acclaim, the respect that's been had by all the legends. So every time I see him, he's stressing. Talk about the kids, don't fuck with him. It's depressing, and I know he's so bitter, he can't see his own blessings. He got looking, man. You too blind to see you got fans looking. And a platform to make a classic rap song to change again this life. But you too anxious living life. Always worry about the critics who ain't never fucking did it. I write what's in my heart, don't give a fuck with it.
Poor Wale.
They ain't going at Wale.
Poor Wale. People always overlooking my guy.
Now, do we think that he's going at Wale?
That is all Wale.
His friend, and he's trying to say, yeah, but I don't know that he's going at
Wale. He calls him a false prophet at the end.
No. I think the name of the song is False Prophet.
But he's insinuating the same thing. He's going at Wale. I don't think
he's trying to say, listen, you have some real fans that believe in you. Stop being upset about critics. Don't worry what they say.
It's not like me talking to Wale. Okay.
Right. It sounds like all of us talking to Wale.
Poor Wale. People always overlook my guy.
Yeah, so I don't think it's him going at him. I think he's just saying stop worrying about what critics are saying. You know?
People always overlook Wale so much that they overlook J. Cole's second verse about Wale.
No.
everybody's really excited. Wale. So, again, for your eyes only, you can watch that documentary right now, even if you don't have title. And the album will be out on December 9th. So, everybody's excited.
Great record. One of the biggest things that's happening.
Go listen to
J. Cole going at Kanye, even though Kanye is mentally ill. Same thing y'all gave Drake flack for when you went at Kid Cudi. I thought you couldn't rap at people when they was mentally ill. I thought that was the rules. Didn't y'all just make this rule?
Who made those rules?
I thought y'all just made these rules up.
I would assume that he actually probably made that song before Kanye got hospitalized in order for this album to come out next week.
I think he might have added that verse maybe a couple weeks ago. All I'm saying is I like consistency, okay? When Drake did that to Kid Cudi, y'all had a fit, but Cole does it to Ye and y'all don't care. This is why you shouldn't care about the opinion of social media, because the only thing they're consistent about is not being consistent. They don't care about the so-called issues. They care about the celebrity attached to the issue. If they like the celebrity, they ride with them. If they don't like the celebrity, they use everything against them, period.
Well, he did say in the song that he is falling apart and that we're denying it. So people are just saying that it's just that he has a big ego and he's just crazy, but he said he's falling apart.
You can't blame ego on mental illness. Mental illness on ego, whatever it is, I don't know. I'm going crazy too.
And he's also saying the people that are around him are just yes men and nobody's trying to contest him.
Yeah.
So that's why he's growing out of control.
But thanks, J. Cole, for some great
mental illness.
I mean, there's nobody there to kind of bring you back to earth. He's mentally ill. He needs diagnosis.
Yeah, he needs some
meds. I don't know why you think you know what goes on behind the scenes in his life.
Okay, no doubt.
Why are you going so hard at Kanye?
I'm the only person that sees the hypocrisy. I'm not talking about Kanye right now. It's over your head, clearly.
I just want to say, J. Cole, thank you for bringing some new music. I mean, that's the most important thing. Some new music.
Right. Well, we were talking about Kanye. And he's spitting some bars. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Can we get the full song on later, please?
That you the DJ? What the hell are you talking about? you got a mix show, a whole hour.
I know, but I want to get it on before the mix show. I want to get it on before 9 o'clock Eastern time.
You're the DJ.
All right, so we're going to get it on
before
that.
Okay, ask yourself that. Are you going crazy? Start looking your elbow in here, all right?
Goodness gracious. Front page news when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news now. The Rockets beat the Warriors last night, 132-127 in a double overtime thriller. We're not going to talk football.
You're not going to talk Thursday night football? You don't want to talk about the Dallas Cowboys being 11-1? You don't want to talk about us playing a terrible game but still beating the Vikings 17-15? If that's the worst we do, we'll see you in February 8th. At the Super Bowl,
you guys
ladies
lost
and gentlemen.
That game.
Okay,
you
I ain't no. Yeah,
game.
We should have, but we didn't.
He fumbled on the 10-yard line.
Hey, we should have, but we didn't. That says a lot.
Done.
We 11-1.
Eleven and one rhymes with done.
Okay, 11-1 rhymes with done. I want you to know that.
Now let's talk about the former NFL running back that was shot dead.
Yeah, tragic story. Joe McKnight, he did not have a gun at the time of this shooting, but they're saying it looked like a road rage incident that happened in the New Orleans area. Now, what happened was a witness said that she saw McKnight trying to apologize to another man after there was some type of traffic incident. The other man, and he has been identified as 54-year-old Ronald Gasser, pulled out a gun and shot and killed McKnight while standing over him, and he screamed, "I told you not to F with me." Then he fired another shot into his body.
Dang.
Very tragic story.
They said he stood over him and shot the second shot?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's sad.
And he did not leave the scene of the incident, and the cops came. They did arrest him.
Mm-mm-mm.
But, you know.
Now let's talk about the bullied teen that committed suicide.
She was only 18 years old, and Brandy Villa was being bullied online. There were people who were creating fake accounts of the students, and they were pretending to be her, and they were soliciting sex, and she actually had to change her phone number. She even filed a police report about being harassed with these bogus accounts, but they kept on bullying her, and the police really couldn't do anything because the suspects were using an app. It wasn't traceable, and nothing physically happened to her. Like, they had to get into a fight or something like that in order for them to pursue charges. So she ended up sending an email to her family, letting them know that she planned to kill herself. They went to her house. They found her alive, but she had a gun pressed to her chest, and she did end up shooting herself in the chest. She wouldn't put the firearm down.
That's sad.
Jesus Christ. God bless both of those people who passed, the young girl and the football player.
That is sad.
And it's Friday, but y'all acting like it's Monday.
All right. Well, let's. That's front page news. Now, when we come back, let's talk mental illness a little bit. We're going to talk about J. Cole's verse at Kanye West. You know, people gave Drake all types of flack for going at Kid Cudi when Kid Cudi was admitted into the hospital.
Oh, people got mad at Drake for the exact same thing when he went at Cudi. Oh, don't throw shots at Cudi. That's weak. He's mentally ill. But Cole coming at Ye saying he got an ego and D-riders around him, but isn't Kanye supposed to be mentally ill too? Shouldn't the same rules apply?
Okay.
I feel like J. Cole was saying that he idolized Kanye and that the people around him let his ego get out of control and he has all these fake people around him and that's what made him fall into this.
But what if it's not his ego? What if he's really mentally ill?
He probably could be. I mean, clearly he is. He just got diagnosed with depression and paranoia.
So all I want is consistency. People don't care about the real issue. They care about the celebrity attached to the issue because the same rules should apply, right? Shouldn't Cole be getting the same flack that Drake got?
Well, if you don't know what they're talking about, let's play a clip of it if you just joined us. J. Cole, he released a new documentary, and on a documentary he has a song called False Prophets, which is a dope joint.
Great
record, by the way. Let's play a snippet of it.
Life is a balance. You lose your grip, you can slip into an abyss. No doubt, you see these tripping. Ego in charge of every move, he's a star. And we can't look away due to the days that he caught our hearts. He's falling apart, but we deny it. Justifying a half-assed drop, we always buy it. When he tell us he a genius, but it's clearer lately. It's been hard for him to look into the mirror lately. There was a time when this was my hero, maybe. That's the reason why his fall from grace is hard to take.
He seems to be blaming Kanye's issues on everything but mental illness.
There's more. You want to play part two? Or play that?
He said he slipped into an abyss. That abyss could be mental illness.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. J. Cole, he dropped a new documentary. He has a song on a documentary called False Prophets. He's taking shots at Kanye in the first verse and, of course, Wale in the second verse. So
I totally agree with everything J. Cole's saying, by the way. But I'm one of the people that don't think Kanye is crazy, but, you know, whatever.
Is that foul? That's the question. 800-585-1051. Is it foul? Because, you know, Kanye is saying, they're saying that he might have a mental illness problem.
We just want some consistency, people. Y'all got mad at Drake a couple weeks ago for the same exact thing. We just want some consistency here. That's it. Do you care about the issue or do you just care about the celebrity attached to the issue?
Is it foul? Is it insensitive to mental illness? Call us up right now, 800-585-1051. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Beyonce. Hold up, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, J. Cole, he dropped a documentary last night. And on a documentary, he has a couple of two joints on there. And one is called False Prophets. And he throws some shots at Kanye in verse one. And he throws some shots at Wale in verse two. Can we play a snippet of it, please, sir?
Life is a balance. You lose your grip, you can slip into an abyss. No doubt, you see these tripping. Ego in charge of every move, he's a star. And we can't look away due to the days that he caught our hearts. He's falling apart, but we deny it. Justifying a half-assed drop, we always buy it. When he tell us he a genius, but it's clearer lately. It's been hard for him to look into the mirror lately. There was a time when this was my hero, maybe. That's the reason why his fall from grace is hard to take.
So we're asking, 800-585-1051, J. Cole's verse at Kanye, is it foul because Kanye is, I guess...
Mentally ill.
Mentally ill.
I just want to know, where's all the fake outrage about J. Cole saying things about Kanye when Kanye is mentally ill? We talked about Drake. When Drake did that to Kid Cudi, y'all had a fit, but Cole does it to Ye, and y'all don't care. I need consistency, okay?
Drake said, look what happened soon as you talk to me crazy. Is you crazy? And then he said that you say Zand and perked up. It's a little different than what J. Cole said on his song.
I wasn't mad at Drake throwing a shot at Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi threw a shot at me. I'm throwing a shot back. It is what it is. This is hip-hop.
So this is even worse. J. Cole just comes out of nowhere throwing shots at Ye, not knowing what Ye could possibly
be. I didn't
really
feel like J. Cole was throwing shots.
Listen, what if Kanye really can't control himself, right, because of mental illness, but you're blaming Kanye's condition on everything that's around him, the D-riders that's around him, mm-hmm. the women that gas him up, you criticizing his half-assed music that you say he's putting out. What if he really can't control himself because of mental illness?
I was thinking that he was actually criticizing the people around him for not contesting him and keeping it real. He's saying that he's not saying that Kanye doesn't keep it real. He's saying the people around him don't keep it real with him. And he even says that he has slipped into an abyss and he has grown out of control.
Maybe the people around him are keeping it real, but it still doesn't matter because Kanye can't control himself because he's mentally ill. I'm just going off what y'all say about Kanye being mentally ill.
Well, but that if we're talking about the song and what J. Cole said that the people around him are fake, the women and the D-Writers
and the Yes Men. I think what J. Cole said is fine. I think he's taking a shot at Kanye. He thought Kanye was his idol. He realized Kanye's not writing his music. He's stealing stuff from other things. He feels like he can't look himself in the mirror. He's not the person that he thought Kanye was. So he took a shot at him. That's how he feels.
What if Kanye's, what if he's bipolar? What if he's schizophrenic? That's all.
What does that mean?
All those mental illnesses. You can't, when you're schizophrenic, you're a bunch of different people.
I'm gonna fight you right now.
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna be Mike Tyson and bite your nails.
I'm just saying. Maybe he's not.
Yeah, but every type of mental illness is not biological. It could be from it's also environmental things. His mother passing. He felt bad. He even said in an interview that Kim Kardashian got robbed and he felt responsible because he wasn't there to protect her. I'm sure that's traumatizing for him.
All of those are legit traumatizing things, but J. Cole mentioned none of that. Maybe Kanye's not biting styles. Maybe he's schizophrenic. So he sounds like a bunch of different people because he's mentally ill. I'm just going off y'all.
But let me ask
you think Kanye is really mentally ill?
I don't know, and I'm going to tell you why.
I'm not a doctor to diagnose him.
Not only that I'm not a doctor, I just know Kanye likes to be in the paper, likes to be in the press. He might say some things to get him there. I don't know. I really don't know. Seeing Kanye years ago, he said whatever. He would do whatever.
Yes.
The same person.
He's been crazy.
I don't know.
But now that y'all disagree with what he's saying, you know, when you agree with what he's saying, he's a genius. When you disagree with what he's saying, you know,
well,
he's crazy.
According to people around him, he's always been somewhat erratic, but he's been worse than ever now, and it's a completely different level of mental illness.
Consistency. I just don't. If you get mad at Drake for going at Cudi, you should be mad at Cole for going at Kanye too. I just need some consistency.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up?
What you think about J. Cole taking a shot at Kanye?
I mean, it's a difference because the way Cole did it, he was doing it from like an observation point of view. Drake was straight disrespecting Cudi.
Cudi disrespected Drake first, though.
But that, and on top of that, like, why rap got so sensitive, man? Nothing should be off limits. This is rap. You should be able to say whatever you feel like saying.
Y'all just remember this the next time a rapper y'all don't really like does the exact same thing. Because I'm telling you, there's no consistency here, okay?
This is why you shouldn't
care about the opinion of social media, because the only thing they're consistent about is not being consistent.
800-585-1051. J. Cole's versus Kanye. Was it foul or insensitive to mental illness? Do we have the song up yet? Let's get into the song. It's False Prophets, J. Cole. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kodak Black is finally out of jail. I was wondering when this was going to happen, and he is at home right now. He posted a picture laying in bed. He put good night. It looks like he's with his son, so that's good for him. He put hashtag happy to be here, and he also put up a picture of a Bible. He said, with my sword, I can fight any battle. He was in two different states in jail. He was released from Florence County Jail in South Carolina after he was transferred there from Florida, and that was for drug charges, and then he was sent to South Carolina for a criminal sexual conduct charge. He was released on a $100,000 bond. Now, he posted on Instagram, he said he's very happy to finally be going home to his family and friends. He said, I look forward to clearing my name in the very near future, and he can't wait to go back to working on being the illest rapper alive.
Oh, salute to Kodak Black. I'm glad he's free.
I'm glad he's free.
Hey, he didn't do anything, right? Well, I'm not one of these people that just be yelling free people and they actually did commit a crime. What was he guilty of again? Well, I mean, what did he do?
Well, the first time when he was in Florida, it was for drug charges. And then when he got transferred to South Carolina, it was
assault.
A criminal sexual conduct charge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those could go either way.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just happy he's home. He can make
some
money.
So right now he's out. Okay. All right, now let's discuss Basketball Wives. Evelyn Lozada had said she has a really big announcement to make. People were guessing what could it be. Some people thought she was having another baby. Well, it turns out she is rejoining Basketball Wives LA. Why would she do such a thing? Here's what she has to say.
The announcement is that I'm coming back to Basketball Wives. I know what everyone's thinking. Everyone's like, is she going crazy? This is, you know, her going backwards. And we just really want to change the direction of the show. I feel like a lot of the arguments and a lot of the storylines are kind of, you know, have been done before. And
non-factor.
Yeah, non-factor. I mean, I'm like, I should be getting a check every time somebody says non-factor.
She's bored.
Well, guess who else is going to be on the show?
Who?
Well, of course, Shawnee O'Neal's on there, Tammy Roman, and Jackie Chrissy. But you know the chick that had the break baby with Dwayne Wade? Aja Metoyer. She's going to be on.
So she's a basketball baby mama.
Right.
Right, basically. Mm-hmm. Also, Nick Young, she just had her, Nick Young's baby mom, who just had a second kid with Nick Young, Kiana Green.
Another basketball baby mama.
Mm-hmm. Should be interesting.
I hate when titles.
Now dating Paloma. Mm-hmm.
No, I just say I hate when titles, you know, don't actually describe what's going on the show. Evan Lozada's married to a baseball player, mm-hmm. but she ain't no basketball wife. It's a bunch of basketball baby mamas. Who's the actual basketball wife on the show?
Jackie Christie.
She's the only one.
Okay. Who is she married to?
Doug Christie.
Doug Christie ain't played in 20 years.
Well, there's nobody that's playing in the league not right now that's married.
God. They need to rename
Tammy
this whole
Tammy was Kenny
show.
Anderson, which was a long time ago.
Oh, Lord, they need to rename
they
this
call
whole
it,
damn show.
They should call it basketball affiliates.
There you go.
Affiliated with basketball players, L.A.
Mm.
All right, Jamie Foxx is producing a TV series about Marvin Gaye, so that should be pretty interesting. And it's a limited TV series. It's going to be a powerful and definitive telling of Marvin Gaye's life story. And Marvin Gaye's son is actually an executive producer on that project as well. And he has the blessing of Berry Gordy and all of that. So he said, Marvin, according to Berry Gordy, was the truest artist I've ever known. I am confident that this is the right team to bring his story to the audience in an authentic and compelling way.
That's going to be dope. And I really need to grow up. I really do. I had to check myself just now. Because as soon as she said Marvin Gaye, I was about to scream, pause.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I don't know.
I'm so glad you didn't.
Stop licking your elbow, man.
I'm trying. I'm not actually doing it.
Stop it. Go ahead, Yee.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
This guy's a weirdo over here.
Hey, mm-hmm. Don't you call me weirdo, because I haven't been diagnosed yet. You don't know what is possibly going on with me now.
That's true.
This guy's a jerk, okay? All right, elbow licker. Donkey the Damn next.
You just going to make fun of the mentally ill now?
They're making fun of you.
You don't know what I am?
Well, you stop making fun of me. Stop calling me beige bitch and
cosmetics has nothing to do
with khaki color pants, whatever you call me.
Huh?
Nothing.
Cosmetics has nothing to do with my crazy, sir. Don't compare your cosmetically challenged ass to my crazy. Now, tell me what to do next.
Donkey of the Day.
Yes.
Who giving it to?
Donkey of the Day is going to a country singer named Luke Bryan, okay? I don't know if y'all follow country music. Mm-mm. I'm not going to sit here and act like I do either, but I guess Luke Bryan is a big deal. But I'm all about consistency,
okay.
And there's some inconsistency going on in the media when it comes to Luke Bryan and him punching a fan this week. So we need him to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a conversation with him.
Okay. We'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Donkey of the Day.
That's time for the Donkey of the Day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the Devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Friday, December 2nd, goes to a country singer, Luke Bryan, okay? Now, I don't know how many of our listeners follow country music, but Luke Bryan is a big deal in the country world. And on Wednesday night in Nashville, he punched a fan at a concert. Now, the reason Luke Bryan is getting Donkey of the Day for punching his fan at a concert is simply because Kevin Gates is doing time in jail right now for kicking a fan at a concert. And when Kevin Gates kicked that girl, he was demonized in the media. But Luke Bryan is being made to look like a hero. Now, I'm on the record as saying you can't ever control how someone reacts to you when, you know, you do something to them. Now, according to the story, Luke Bryan apparently got angry after a fan flipped him off while he was performing on stage. Luke Bryan was flipped off while performing, and rather than just ignore it, Luke decided to take a step close to the edge of the stage and he punched a fan. Now, in this biased-ass article, it says he punched a disrespectful fan. The article is from The Inquisitor, but I've read quite a few articles, and they're all biased. It says a man in the front row was making a crude hand gesture toward Luke during his performance. It was insulting not only to him, but more importantly to the men, women, and families sitting around him who were there to support and celebrate Charlie Daniels in the efforts of raising money for the military veterans. Now, the video footage reveals that the man who got punched was indeed flipping off Luke Bryan, but so what? Artists shouldn't punch fans just because they want to. Send security to remove him, okay? This biased-ass reporting from the Inquisitor says Brian was offended by the act, and he felt that it was disrespectful, thus his decision to not hold back. So I guess in country music, if an artist feels, you know, like he's disrespected, he can just put hands on people and not be held accountable for his actions. In fact, he's being propped up like a hero damn near, okay? Most every article I've read is making it seem like Luke Bryan was justified in doing this. I don't see any difference in what Luke Bryan did and what Kevin Gates did, except it was a woman Kevin Gates kicked. But either way, a fan was assaulted. So we need to demonize Luke Bryan the same way Kevin Gates has been demonized. Kevin Gates is in jail. How much time Kevin Gates got? I forgot, but I know he's locked up. Okay? I'm all about consistency. Now, Luke Bryan is getting this donkey. But I had to call my folks, you know what I'm saying? I gotta call my folks to justify my decision. You know, iHeartRadio is an army, better yet, a navy, more like a mafia. And I had to call our crime family in Nashville. They control all things country. My brother Bobby Bones and the Bobby Bones Show. Bobby!
What do you want to know?
I'm giving Luke Bryan donkey of the day this morning because Luke Bryan punched that fan at a concert on Wednesday, and I'm reading all of these media articles, and they are making Luke Bryan out to be a darling, like it's okay to punch a fan. Am I making this up, or is there really a media bias when it comes to Luke Bryan?
First of all, he didn't punch anybody. He slapped him. Okay?
Same difference.
I don't think you should never hit a fan because you have all the money, and they will come after you. So you let security do it. But here's the thing. This is what happens in our format where respect is a really big deal, and there's a man doing rude things, and there are lots of women, and he was flipping the bird. He shouldn't have hit him, but with us, if you're not respectful around women, you kind of need to be told to be respectful around women. So that's why people are like, look at Luke telling this dude to stop doing whatever he's doing because he was really offending a lot of people around. Me, if I'm Luke, I ain't hitting him because I got money, and he's going to come after my money.
Yeah.
But I do see where people in our culture over here in the country format are like, Luke, we like what you did because that dude was doing wrong.
Okay, see, in our format, we have a guy named Kevin Gates who's currently doing jail time because he kicked a woman at his concert. The young woman was in the front row grabbing his penis, and he kicked her. Now he's in jail.
Okay, but that's a different story. First of all, this fan didn't touch Luke. All he did, he was flipping the bird. Luke shouldn't hit him. By the way, I'm going to say again, Luke Bryan should not have slapped the fan.
Okay. That's all I want to know because I want to make sure this donkey of the day is justified.
But I don't know that it's full donkey. I think it's like half donkey because, again, you got a guy down there doing awful things with a lot of people around, kids, women. He shouldn't have been, but Luke should have called security over and said, hey, take care of this guy. And he did. He took care of himself.
How popping is Luke Bryan in country, Bobby?
Absolutely the biggest artist we have in our format and one of the nicest guys.
So he's the Drake of country music.
He's realer than Drake. He writes most of his own stuff.
Oh, Jesus
what
Christ,
a stab.
Bobby.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
thank you, Bobby.
Jesus Christ. Thing, you know?
Drake even gets disrespected by country radio personalities. And is it just me? Was Bobby just as biased as everybody else just now?
Mm-hmm.
Moral of the story is Luke Bryan is getting the biggest hee-haw, okay? Give it to him. And since he's the biggest country star in the world, give him a side of yee-haw, too.
Yee-haw. What the hell was that? What was that?
Salute to my guy, Bobby Bones. Radio Amy, producer Eddie. Drop on the clues bombs for the Bobby Bones Show, damn it. I Heart Mafia.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
All right, what are we doing now?
Now, last night in your email, you got a very interesting package, right?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, yeah, so last night, I don't know how this guy got my email. I don't know how this guy got my phone.
Don't call him guy. Now you're disrespecting him.
I'm not disrespecting him.
What's his name?
I met this guy one time in my life. I met him because I was walking out of this building one day,
mm-hmm.
and he was jogging by. I didn't even realize it was him. He jogged by, and then he turned back around, and he came running at me, which you know I don't like because I've been attacked a couple times outside of this building.
Get you nervous.
So he's like, yo, I listen all the time with my girl, yada, yada, yada. I like what you do. And I'm like, oh, it's Shy
LaBeouf.
Right. You know, and then, you know, a couple weeks ago, I guess he was on Sway.
Well, Shia LaBeouf is an actor. He's been in zillions of movies.
All kind of stuff. He's
right.
Got the McEnroe movie coming out. He got a movie called Man Down coming out this December 2nd. But he, you know, freestyled on Sway a couple weeks ago. And so last night in my inbox, he sent me a freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And in this freestyle, he's dissing quite a few people. He's dissing Lil Yachty.
Okay.
He's dissing Drake.
Okay.
He's dissing Lil Romeo.
Mm-hmm.
He's dissing Soulja Boy. He's dissing Jean-Claude Van Damme.
The rapper? I mean, the actor?
Yes. And he's dissing some other
people. You think they're going to come back at him?
I don't know. And he's dissing some other people I never heard of.
So you want to play it right now?
I want to play it, and I want to ask the people, how do we do it? We're going to pump it and dump it.
No.
Classic or trash, like these, Demarel? What are you going to do?
No. Let's do this.
Do academics, do fire. Oh, you can't say that word on
radio. No. You go fire or keep your day job.
So it's either fire or keep your day job?
Yeah. It doesn't rhyme, but that's all we got.
People like the freestyle you spit on Sway.
All right, well, let's listen. 800-585-1051. It's Shay LaBeouf. Shy LaBeouf.
And both of us can't know how to pronounce people's names.
We're going to play some of it right now, and we're going to play the rest when we come back. Is it fire, or should he just keep his day job?
We just wait and play the whole thing when we come back, then?
We're going to play a little bit now. Play a little bit when we come back. All right? Call
us up. It's a tease. Let him tease.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, can you play this on your podcast? No
Limit. Baby. That was Usher, No Limit. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we just play, what's his name? Shia LaBeouf. For Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf,
the actor. He's got a movie coming out December 2nd called Man Down. He's playing like a Marine who got PTSD, yes.
All right. Now, he just released a rap, a freestyle.
Yeah, he sent me this last night randomly. I don't know where he got my email from. I don't know where he got my number from, but he was very polite, and he was like, you know, could you please play these bars? You know what I'm saying? And I met
him. Is the song polite?
Yeah.
No.
And you know, he says that he met me in the street on the song. That is actually true. I met him outside of this building. He was jogging, and he literally ran up to me, said he listens to me, and I said, cool, come on the show. And he goes, no, because you're getting out people. And he took off running.
Really?
That's it.
All right. Well, what do you think about the freestyle? Yeah, you heard it.
I think for Shia LaBeouf, he's going hard at a lot of people. He's naming names. You know, I like that. I appreciate it.
So hot or keep your day job?
Like, his day job is way too popping for him to quit to do this. So I would say keep your day job just for that purpose.
All right. Charlamagne, is it hot?
I mean, it's hard, man. We're grading him on the curve. You know what I'm saying? I'm blinded by his white skin. I'm blinded by the fact that he's in Hollywood. I'm blinded by the fact that he's a Hollywood star. So I'm grading him on a curve. Like, I don't expect Shia LaBeouf to have any bars. But being that he has a couple bars and he's freestyling over a Jay Dilla beat, you know what I'm saying? I'm inclined to say he should keep his day job. Fart on those bars, please.
I definitely say keep your day job. I mean, we can't get that 3 minutes back of our life.
The Sway freestyle was cool.
Yes.
Because it was like novelty. It was the first time we heard it. And it was like, oh, okay. And he had some bars in that one.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, he has a couple of dope little witty lines in this one.
He got some witty lines, but I can't give the whole totality of that freestyle a nod.
Nah.
I have to fart on, like, 65% of that freestyle. Fart. Give me some ass gas.
Nah. I mean, it was good to hear on a Friday.
Yeah.
You know.
But good guy, though. He's got a movie coming out December 2nd called Man Down.
Maybe he'll come up here and talk about his movie, and then we'll get him the freestyle.
He said he's going to come when he's got a movie coming next year about John McEnroe. It's like Borg versus McEnroe. And Meezy thinks that. Come here, Meezy. Get on the microphone. And Meezy's going crazy. What do you think, Meezy?
Bars. You said taste annihilation. Come on, Shia LaBeouf. Come on, man. He's got bars.
Hold on. He did say taste annihilation?
I'm listening to it right now.
He did say taste annihilation.
I see. You didn't listen to the whole thing.
Shia tastes annihilation?
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Now, if you taste annihilation, we might have to remix this.
That's a shame.
If you taste annihilation, now, I might have to take back this ass gas.
You might be a winner.
Yeah, if you take... You know what?
Let's go. Hold on. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Sophie.
Hey, what do you think about Shia LaBeouf's freestyle?
It's horrible. You have to compare him to Eminem.
Okay.
If you're a white rapper, you have to compare Eminem.
That's true.
Eminem. Come on, you don't have to compare any white rapper to Eminem.
No, that's true.
Yes, yes. If he's not as good as Eminem, then no.
Hello, no, that's not fair.
That's a hard bar. Come on, that's not.
Eminem's gifted. That's not fair.
Hello, who's this?
This is not his job.
Take one more.
Hello, who's this?
Well, let's be clear. Envy doesn't have the power to add this in anyway.
What's up, Envy? What's up, everybody? This is Oscar from Miami.
Hey, Oscar, what you think about it?
Bar for bar, I think he did a great job. Everybody else that's on the radio just talking extra for whatever. Like, if he's from Disney, it doesn't really matter. I think he really did what he needed to do, address the situation. I think there should be more rappers addressing this situation, that Yachty and all these so-called rappers are not really rapping. They're just...
I see what you're saying.
And
okay.
It's not real music, so... I'm glad that he's interested, but we got to have more real rappers, you know, call him out or whatever.
I see what you're saying.
So what are we saying? What are we doing with this record, guys?
You know, a wise man named Cadillac Jack once told me, three people are going to like it, three people are not going to like it, four people just going to, you know, sit on the fence. I'm gonna just sit on the fence on this one. I'm gonna be honest. I'm just.
Are you straddling the fence, or are you like?
I'm just gonna sit on it. I really.
You
don't know
why? Because
really
you don't want Shia LaBeouf to come for him in part two. That's why.
No, I just don't know how I feel about it. I really genuinely don't know how I feel about this record.
But are your legs on one side of the fence, or like is the bar between your legs and you like one leg?
Why you worry about what's between my legs?
He's straddling the fence.
I'm just asking.
I just don't know. Honestly, truly, genuinely don't know how I feel about this record because I'm jaded by the fact that he is a white Hollywood actor who seems to really know his hip hop. Okay? So I'm jaded. I'm not going to lie. So I'm just going to sit this one out. I'm going to put it up on the website. I might come to a conclusion about it later this weekend. Right now, I just don't know.
All right. Well, yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we'll talk about the highest paid musicians for 2016, the highest in the world. We'll tell you who's number one with $170 million. Also, we have the 911 call that was made when Kanye was taken to the hospital.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
So yesterday they released some new audio from the 911 call that one of Kanye's doctors made, who was not identified, when he was asking authorities to send the paramedics and to send the police. Check it out.
911 emergency, Departamento Policia. I'm actually one of his doctors. I'm just calling for my cell phone a request if we can have some police backup because I don't think the paramedics,
Are you there now with him?
If you can bring both. Because I think he definitely is going to need to be hospitalized, so I wouldn't just do the police by itself. I think.
So if you can just keep an eye on him, just try
He's here with us.
Don't let him get any weapons or anything like that. If anything changes, if he does become physically combat between now and when the police and or paramedics get their calls back immediately at 911.
Will do.
All right, so we don't.
So that
know
was his
exactly.
doctor that called 911.
That was his doctor that called.
At first, I thought they said the trainer called 911.
Well, no, I think that he was at the home of his trainer, and the trainer said that he was suffering from exhaustion and sleep deprivation. So apparently, they were saying he was trying to attack somebody. I don't know what happened, but that was that 911 call.
So as soon as he gets some sleep, he'll be back ranting again. Is basically what we just got from that 911 call.
No, the 911 call just said. Bring the paramedics and bring the police because he's acting a little crazy.
And he's suffering from sleep exhaustion.
They said he needs to be hospitalized.
So as soon as he gets some rest, he'll be back ranting again.
His trainer said that, not the doctor. Then when he went to the hospital, they said it was worse than just exhaustion and sleep deprivation. It was actually paranoia and depression.
I just want to know what y'all going to do when Kanye West starts ranting again. Do we ignore it or do we just blame it on mental illness? Because you kind of got to ignore it now that he's mentally ill,
I hope he feels
right?
better. What?
So
you don't ignore someone because they're mentally ill.
No, I'm saying when he rants now, we can't chastise him and judge him for it because he is mentally ill. You know how we used to judge him and chastise him in the past? Now we can't be like, man, I'm tired of hearing all those Kanye rants because he's mentally ill now, right?
Let's pray for Kanye.
Yeah, because everybody's so nice to people all the time that everybody will all of a sudden be really nice.
Yee, God has a plan for everybody, including you.
Shut up.
All right, now let us discuss a new Lox album that has been announced.
Okay, drop on a clue
Rock
bomb
Nation
for that.
Is it done, though?
Has signed the Lox. The album's coming out December 16th.
What? Right in time
the album
for hoodie
is called
season?
Filthy America, It's Beautiful.
I can't wait to hear that.
I really
can't.
I can't wait
exciting.
To see.
That's their third studio album together.
I can't wait to see what Styles Kiss and Sheik is on. It was a point in my life I could not listen to too much D-Block, especially in the wintertime, because he always made me want to stab you with something sharp. Just anything sharp, you just grab and stab somebody with.
I can't wait for this.
It's perfect time.
All right. Now, Forbes has released their highest paid musicians list for 2016. And number one on the list with $170 million this past year is Taylor Swift. Now, number two is One Direction. They made $110 million. Adele is
One
at
Direction?
Number three with $80.5. Yes. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Madonna's at number four. She made $76.5 million. And Rihanna is at number five with $75 million. Now, last year, Katy Perry was number one, but now she is number 25 this year.
Damn, there's only one colored person on the list?
In the top five.
Because there's that many white people, you got to say colored. Okay? There's only one color
African
in the top
American,
five.
Say black. Jesus, say colored. It sounds so 40s, 50s, 60s. Goodness gracious.
Diddy's at number 10.
Oh, he's a nigga. There's levels to this color thing.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
at number 17. Jay-Z's at number 18. Drake is at number 30.
Canadian African American.
Now, this is what I'm excited about. You know, I like to go see Broadway plays.
No,
and musicals.
You can't be a Canadian African American.
African Canadian.
He's African Canadian.
Okay.
Sorry, you got it.
All right. And now there is a Bronx Tale Broadway musical that is coming to Broadway. So I'm excited for that. And they are saying that Robert De Niro is actually involved in this as well.
French Montana's not in. It's going to be garbage.
What? In a Bronx Tale of who's not in it?
It's French Montana.
Okay. Well, anyway, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie, but it's a classic movie, so I'm excited about going to see that.
If Jesus and Meryl are not in it, it's going to be trash. Okay? If
Remy somebody had, also...
If Remy Ma's not in it, it's going to be trash.
Somebody had also sent me a tip yesterday. Now, if anybody was at the show in Houston with Party Next Door and Jeremih, they're saying that Jeremih had a fake Jeremih stand-in for him. He had on a hoodie, and a lot of people were saying it wasn't really him performing. So if anybody was there, you know, please hit me up and let me know what happened at that show.
That'd be dope.
All right?
Well, he's one of those artists. Why? You really don't know what he looked like.
That's right. You could send someone this way, someone that way. You get both checks.
Yeah, you really don't know what he looked like. I can see how that could happen.
All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report. And last but not least, I just want to say that yesterday I also did launch my book club, something that I've been looking forward to doing for quite some time. Anybody can join. It's free to join the book club. We're going to be having discussions and everything. The first book is Taraji P. Henson's book, Around the Way Girl. And I also have 5 copies that are signed by Taraji that when people leave their comments and say what book changed their life, you could win that. So
okay.
I'm excited for my book club because, you know, I read a lot. So every month we'll be doing a different book.
Okay, congrats. All right.
Thank
you. That was your Rumor Report. Now, when we come back, it's time to get to the People's Choice Mix. Now, happy birthday to the homie, the OG Tretch. Today is Tretch's birthday. So let's start off with some Tretch, Naughty by Nature. All right, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.